My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about if focus groups are still worth the investment for market research. So Neil, what are focus groups?
Sure. Focus groups is a group of people that are your ideal customer. They typically come in to an office or in-person area and someone's asking them questions, recording them, filming them, and trying to figure out problems to their or solutions to their potential problems. I did a focus group for an independent company that was paid by Yahoo around 8-9 years ago. They paid me a few $100. I was like, yeah, why not drive all the way up to LA? And I was a kid back then. When I was doing that, they were just asking me questions about like paid advertising and, you know, what would it take for companies or agencies like mine to drive more revenue to Yahoo? Why do we use Google versus Yahoo and all this kind of stuff? And what I found throughout the whole process is they're asking me questions that they could have just sent me over email and I could have gave like a 5-minute response. They could have paid me half the amount and I would have been happy. Or they could have just done an online survey using like SurveyMonkey and Qualaroo and got the same type of feedback. Or they could have done like mouse recordings and to see how people interact with the product and service because they had me test out screens and stuff through things like Crazy Egg or whatever it may be. But the thing I found with focus groups is, sure, back in the day, they were really effective and useful. Nowadays, not so much because there's so much technology that can do everything you need in focus groups online at scale. And when you're doing it at scale, there's much more valuable data, right? Because you can then use averages or make bets based on, hey, 60 people said this, so we know this is really solid advice and we should make changes based on that, versus you do a focus group and you talk to like 7 people and they could be giving you biased feedback versus the people who are actually on your website.
Being, you know, an online person, I kind of gear more towards, you know, you don't really need kind of in-person focus groups. But I think at the end of the day, if I'm being logical, I think, you know, the answer is it depends, and that's not the best answer. But I think it's, you know, if you have software or you're trying to push something online, then, you know, you have a lot of tools that are available to you. But if you have something, maybe a different kind of product that's geared towards maybe like a senior audience or something like that, then it might make sense to have kind of in-person focus groups where you can do, you know, get that kind of, you know, real-time feedback. So, yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, your mileage may vary, but, you know, I'm kind of in Neil's camp just because we do a lot of stuff online. So that's it for today. But before we go, we do have another special giveaway. This is OLARC. This is a chat tool that's really useful, and it's a, you know, basically Neil and I have talked a lot about kind of adding chat to your website in the past. So if you want a 1-year subscription to this, all you need to do is rate, review, subscribe this podcast, and then text Marketing School, that's one word, Marketing School, to 33444 to prove that you did it, and then we will pick one winner. So that's it for today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.